Continue Women's Small Business Month. Sonia Bialis joins us now from Bear Moxie. Sonia, it's so good to chat with you again. Thanks for hopping on the line.
Thanks for having us with you.
Okay. I don't know much about bras, and I'll just admit that from the outset, so some of these questions may be dumb, but I have seen bras at stores all the time. I know there's four letters, A, B, C, and D, that I know of, but I know what you guys do is a lot different than just someone picking something off the shelf and guessing, or maybe it's the size they've always had. You guys really take a personalized, individual approach, and your customers are extremely loyal, I imagine.
They are, yeah. We do have a totally different approach. You're so right. We do a private fit experience. And, you know, 80% of all women really do wear the wrong size bra. And it's not their fault, because the big box stores usually do carry just an A, B, C, D. Maybe you can get up to a triple D. But the average cup size for the Midwest is really a G or an H. So that explains why so many women are wearing the wrong size. It's hard to buy it if nobody sells it, right? But we go from A to an R. So we will put you in the proper size, not a let's make it work size.
And you do this by how? I imagine some sort of measurements setting, and that's got to be fairly intimate, and that's probably why you make it as comfortable as you can for people.
Absolutely. You know, COVID was a huge upset for a lot of businesses, ours included. But for us, it kind of helped set the stage for our current business model. So since COVID, we've been open by appointment only, and that does allow us to provide a very elevated, intimate experience. So it's just your fitter and the customer. So yes, absolutely, measurements are a big part of it. I always say the band and the cup are the most important thing. But right behind that is style, because even if you have two women that their measurements are exactly the same, that still doesn't mean the same style of bra will be comfortable for them both. So a lot of it is just time and experience.
So I imagine that the bra that they buy from you is going to be more expensive than maybe the one they buy at the box store. What's your, first of all, you can tell me if that's correct or not. And then what's your pitch to make them make that switch? Because that's not easy for everyone who might be trying to make dollars stretch as long as they can right now.
Right. Well, it's funny you say that. I just had a customer in today in our Des Plaines location, and I had been assisting her. And when she made her purchases, she said, gosh, this is pretty much just the cost of bras anywhere you buy them.
Really?
And this was such an amazing experience. Yeah, I would say our least expensive bra in the store right now is probably just over $50. The most expensive is probably about $125, and there's only one of those. So the majority of them hit in between that $70 and $85 range.
Okay. That sounds, is that the normal size of a bra? Iridian's nodding along like, yeah, that's what you're paying sometimes at the store. And I guess I imagine the product is better. It fits, number one. That could save you in costs of fixing your back later on or other associated costs. So it's one of those things that you get what you pay for a bit.
You do, and you have to remember, this is your foundational undergarment. That's what our grandmothers used to call them. And they were 100% right, because if you're not wearing the proper size, let's say, for example, one of my customers today came in wearing a 40 double D. She's really a 36H. So when I made that change for her, clearly her bra could anchor in the right spot. So now her breasts naturally were up, they were in, they were right where she wants them. When you wear a bra band that's 2, 4, 6 inches too big, usually what you're trying to do is figure out a way to buy more cup, because again, most stores don't carry a big enough cup range. And every time the band gets bigger, you get a little more room. So we call it sister sizing. It works in a pinch, but most of your support is supposed to come from your band. So when you play that game, everything sits lower.
David Jennings has a question. David?
I know a bit more about this than John does.
Okay.
But in any case, are you at all surprised at how much educating you have to do?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I am, and it's funny because that is one of our passions. So when you come to our boutique, we do not just slap something on you and you just trust us, it's fine. I always tell my customers, I want you to leave my store being more smart than you were when you came in with regard to bra fit. And I hope you come back to see me again, but even if you don't, I would prefer that you're able to tell another person trying to assist you, if they're trying to schnooker you into something that really isn't your size, yeah, actually, that's not how that's supposed to fit. Do you understand how bras fit?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really important the band is very snug. That is the most important piece with giving you the lift. It's really important the wires, if you're wearing underwire, sits all the way back behind your breast tissue, not stabbing you or cutting your breast tissue in half. And again, most women, Unfortunately, if you are, I would say, probably 55 and under, you came up under that Victoria's Secret realm, and I'm not saying anything bad about them. They have a place in the industry. However, bra fitting and having a full-size range, that's not what they do. So a lot of girls just don't know any better. And then as they came up, their daughters also don't know any better. So we do a lot of education. We think it's a very important piece of our business.
Sonia, we got 20 seconds left. If someone's opening a small business, a woman out there, do you have like one piece of advice for someone having done it yourself?
Yeah, make sure you identify your target market. You have to know who you're trying to reach and who you're trying to bring into your business before you can even begin campaigning to do so.
Baramoxi, two locations, right? Des Plaines and Geneva?
Yep, open by appointment only. Hop on baramoxi.com to schedule your free fit session.
Ooh, I like that. Baremoxie. Sonia, always great to chat with you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Sounds great. Have a great night.